Wisdom is in short supply these days. Whether it's from distinguished universities, or great political leaders, or the United Nations, seems very hard to find actual wisdom nowadays. And we might know why that is. We might know why that is because of where we are and because of these parshios that we're reading these weeks and because of the Masechta that we're learning. The Gemara towards the end of Maseches Brachos, maybe you've gotten there already, and Daf Nun Hey tells us about the concept of Chochmas HaLev, which is a theme throughout these parshios, certainly in this parsha. But building on a pasuk is actually in last week's parsha. The Gemara tells us why wisdom is so difficult for so many to find, because it takes wisdom to get wisdom. God only gives chachma to those who already have it, because, as the pasuk says in last week's parsha, "Ubelev kol chacham lev, nosati chachma." That I have given chachma to those who have chachma salev. This theme, this idea that comes up so many times in this week's parsha and this half of Sefer Shmos. So it seems like it's pretty difficult to get in. It takes money to make money. The rich get richer. The wise get wiser. If you already have chachma, if you already possessed of this attribute of chachma salev, so that's how you're able to derive wisdom. And apparently, if not. So how do you get there in the first place? In order to get a little bit of insight into the path towards genuine wisdom, we'll have to try to define the term. What exactly does Chachmas HaLev mean? And as you can imagine, it's probably a machlokes. There are a number of possible interpretations, and probably all of them can give us a little bit of a clue as to how we can pursue the real kind of wisdom that is so lacking in the world and that we so desperately crave. One possible interpretation, maybe the first one that should come to mind, is as Reb Chaim Volozhiner understood it in the Ruach HaChaim, that it refers to Yiras Hashem. Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, that is the beginning of Chachma. And if you were to say that that's what Chachmas HaLev means, it's certainly understandable. It's a possible interpretation. Another related interpretation is that it refers to anivus. It refers to modesty. Rav Yochum Schlesinger in his sichos understood that that's the idea, that the connection to the lev is that the heart desires to learn more, and that's the attribute of humility. One who recognizes that he doesn't know everything and he always feels he wants to learn more. So that desire to grow is a reflection of humility, and perhaps that's what Chachmas HaLev means. Another possibility that some of the Bali Musar suggested, Rav Shwadron and others, is that it refers to a heart-mind connection. As we know, it's all too easy, and it happens all too often, that one can learn intellectually and not have any penetration into the heart, doesn't have any impact on the soul. And perhaps that's what we mean by Chachma Salev, a Chachma that actually goes inside. And that's certainly also a possible interpretation. And a fourth idea, which maybe is the other half of that same concept, is that the heart impacts the Chachma, that the heart lifts one up and brings one to connect with the learning, similar to how the Ramban in the Parsha understands the idea of Nesiyah Salev, the one who is lifted up by his heart towards the malacha, towards this activity. Maybe that's what we mean by Chachma Salev, one who is drawn by his heart, by his instincts, to such wisdom. It's another possible interpretation. Or a fifth possibility, perhaps the one that seems most likely in the context of the psukim here in these parshios, is that it refers to an artistic instinct. But if that's the case, it's hard perhaps on the surface to understand why that should be the source of all chachma and of spiritual chachma, unless we understand that the idea of the mind of the artist is the ability to visualize and to see what's missing and what could be, to anticipate how they could make things better, how they could make things different, and how they could add, and that essentially that's the attribute of the Baal Chesed, the proactive Baal Chesed, who looks to make a contribution and who looks to make a difference in this world. And all of those ideas, any one of them, is compatible with the context here in the Psukim, the idea of what it takes to bring the Shekhinah, what it takes to create a Mishkan. Any one of these would make sense if we would translate the idea of Chochmas Halev in such a sense. So certainly if we talk about Yirat Shamayim, so we understand how that relates to the Shekhinah. And certainly also if we understand that Chochmas Halev is about Anivus, so there as well, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Sota and elsewhere that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't coexist with a Baal Gaiva, that the Shekhinah can only be present with one who has modesty, with one who has humility. If the idea is that we want to create a connection between the mind and the heart, that's also associated with the notion of the Shekhinah, the way the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim talks about the Shekhinah as a concentrated expression of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence, the Nodeb Yehuda writes in a tshuva, it becomes visible because of that concentration, so creating the connection between the heart and the mind. And similarly also, the idea of being lifted up emotionally towards the Chachma also seems to parallel the idea that we find by the Mishkan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to live among the Jewish people, so to meet him halfway, the parallel connection. So there you find it as well. But also, if we understand the fifth interpretation, the idea of this artistic instinct, so to speak, and being able to fill in what's missing, the notion that's common to the Baal Chesed. So here we know Chazal tell us a number of times that the attribute of Chesed is perhaps the key way in which we fulfill that directive, which appears as the Chafetz Chaim counts 8 times in Sefer Dvarim, v'halachta b'dracha, that we look to actually connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to imitate Him, to walk in His ways. So therefore, we should be Baalei Chesed, we should seek to help and to fulfill what's missing. And therefore, all of these ideas are compatible with the notion that that's the quality that's needed in order to create a home for the Shekhinah and to bring Him down to earth and to engage. And if that's the case, if any one of these are the definition, or if all of these are the definition of Chochmas Halev, so then we can understand that it's not necessarily an exclusive club, that you're only allowed in if you're already there, the rich get richer, but these are attributes that we're able to cultivate and that we can work on. And it's noteworthy that the Pasuk tells us, Ki Chochm Lev Yikach Mitzvos, and Chazal, the Gemara Maseches Sota, tells us that that's a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's applied to Moshe Rabbeinu that at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, everyone else, all the Jews were involved in Bizas Mitzrayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he was a Chacham Lev. He was involved in the Atzmas Yosef. And it doesn't seem really fair, because if to suggest that he was the one doing mitzvahs and all the rest of them weren't, but Bizas Mitzrayim was also a mitzvah. That was also something they were commanded to do. So it's not, on the surface, such a fair comparison. Why is he called the Chacham Lev? The rest of the Jews, apparently, not on the same level, they were also doing a mitzvah. And the Rashiv of Karen B'Avner, Rav Goldwicht, it's between his two yartzeits now. His yartzeit is another, so either one. It's between his two yartzeits now. So he explained that the Pasuk doesn't say, Ki Chacham Lev Yekayim Mitzvos. The Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvos. What it means to be a Chacham Lev is that you seek to make a kinyan, you seek to make an acquisition on mitzvos, that you see your whole life as a project, you see that you are working to acquire, that you're working to grow, and to do something that's hard. So yes, it's true that Bizas Mitzrayim, that was also a mitzvah. But if you give someone a choice, you have two mitzvos, what are you going to do? You're going to do the mitzvah that makes you rich, or you'll be part of the Chevra Kadisha, so most people will take the money. But the idea of a mitzvah that's harder, but it's going to have a greater impact on who you are, it's going to be a Musar experience. So that's the quality of a Chacham Lev. That's the attribute of someone who recognizes that life is a project of growth, And appreciating that, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is being praised for in this pasuk. That's his attribute of Chacham Lev. It's not an exclusive club. This is something we're able to work on and to develop. And we are fortunate to be in an institution where we can recognize that Chachma Salev and Chachma, in its truest sense, is actually our mission. And all of that is certainly foremost in our minds as we pursue our time here in Yeshiva. All of these definitions, of course, first and foremost, once again, Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem, the fear of heaven, Yiras Shamayim, is our constant companion in all of our learning. And crucially important together with that, the second interpretation, the recognition that we always need to know more, that we should never think that we know everything, that we need to have that anivus and that recognition that there is so much more for us to learn, and that drive that comes from that awareness. And also the desire to create that link between the heart and the mind, and to recognize that our learning has to impact on our behavior, and that it has to make a difference, and that it's not simply an intellectual pursuit, but it's meant to change who we are and what we do and how we live, and that we should seek to fulfill all of the five Toros and to make sure that we are acting in a way constantly that is proactively a Kiddush Hashem and brings all of that into practice. And the constant effort to create an emotional connection. There's a beautiful comment in the Or Sameach in the beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah, where the Or Sameach considers the question that the Achronim tried to figure out, which is also a sugya in Ketzer Mevarchim, the question of what exactly is the obligation of Talmud Torah? Is it a little bit every day, or is it all-consuming? And the Achronim struggle with the tension of the sources, and many of them suggest that there are two tiers of obligation. Some are obligated in a more basic sense, and some are obligated in a much more intensive way. But usually the distinction is based on factors like those who have more time, those who are more talented, those who have more resources. And the Or Sameach has a very beautiful and crucial interpretation. The Or Sameach says that the indication of those who are obligated at the higher level, who have the more intense obligation of Talmud Torah, is based on the avas haTorah that a person has. The more intensely you develop that connection between the mind and the heart, the more you make sure that your lev is plugged into the learning and is lifting you up to learn more, the greater your obligation in Talmud Torah is. And therefore, this is again something that we can cultivate, something that we can develop and that we can nurture. And that is a part of our mission here, together, of course, with that fifth interpretation, that it's about the midos, it's about the v'halachta bedrachav, it's about that constant recognition that our obligation is to make sure that we feel the Shekhinah, that we feel that our Talmud Torah is towards that end of becoming in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being Mekadosh Shem Shamayim constantly. And it's fascinating to note that, again, to point both to the tradition of our yeshiva and to the Masechta, the beginning of Masechta's Brachos and Daf Hei, there is a passage that was a subject of a major dispute that Rav Soloveitchik talks about in Halachic Man, where he relates that part of the whole back and forth, the early history of the Musar movement, I think the parties were Reb Chaim Brisker and Reb Yitzchak Blaser, Reb Itzel Petberger, about the question of whether there needs to be a very intense program of Musar in the yeshivos, or whether it's enough just to focus on learning Gemara straight. And the reference to the Gemara on Daf Hei, which talks about the need to fight the Yetzirah, and the Gemara talks about a progression, about how you have to combat the Yetzirah, so first you should learn Torah, and then the next step is to say Kriya Shema, and then after that, Yazkir Yom HaMisa, you should think about your mortality, and that will do the trick. So the Bali Musar said, you see, the most effective tool is the last one, to think about Yom HaMisa, to be very introspective and perhaps morbid. And Chaim responded that that's for those who need it, But for those of us who are able to fulfill our goals through Talmud Torah, we don't need to be so intense, we don't need to be so morbid. The first step is enough. We don't need to go so far. So it's possible to suggest that Mara Merchada v'lo Pligi, that it's not necessarily a machlokis, it depends on the nature of the Talmud Torah, because the Gemara there quotes a pasuk from Tehillim to make the point, and the language of the pasuk that refers to Talmud Torah is Imru b'levavchem. You should learn not just speak it, but you should speak it in your heart. So a Talmud Torah that affects the heart, that fulfills all of these goals, so that indeed, yes, that will accomplish what needs to accomplish. And then perhaps that will do the job. But it requires cultivating that Chachma Salev and recognizing that this is what we need to accomplish. And indeed, there is another interpretation of what it means to say Chachma Salev, and this particular elusive type of Chachma that is given to those who already have it. The Malbim suggests the definition of Chachma Salev means those who know the path to Chachma. So indeed, one who's able to follow all of these indications, and one who has an idea of how to internalize all of these values, is perhaps himself already possessed of the quality of Chachma Salev, and has taken these first steps. And this coming week, as we welcome in the Adar in which Purim is observed, so then it'll be clear that we're for sure obligated in Simcha. Somewhat of a shaila whether we're obligated in Riboy Simcha in the first of Adar, it's Kedai to be Machmir, but that means that just to make sure it's not a Chumra Das L'Dei Kula, so we have to be Machmir to add even more Simcha the second Adar, just to make sure we're covering all our bases. So we definitely have to add Simcha. We need it this year more than ever, so we have to be Machmir for extra Simcha both times. So as we look for more Simcha in this coming Adar in which Purim is observed, so we're reminded of the Chachma of Shlomo HaMelech, the Pasuk in Mishle, where it says, B'ni, im Chacham Libcha, Yismach Libi Gamani, that the true Simcha Salev comes from understanding Chachma Salev. So in a world that has lost its path, we're grateful to be somewhere where at least we know what Chachma is. Thank you.